Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message.
I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. And I want to speak to you today, and I've entitled my message, The Boy Child Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Hallelujah. The angel was quoting the prophet Isaiah from Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. And he described to them this gift that God had sent into the world. Mary's boy child, who would be called Jesus. Hallelujah. As we sit around the Christmas tree, many families have the tradition of handing out a gift, and then you have to guess what it is. And you look at the gift, and many times you'll have absolutely no clue what is in that gift, except if you're in my family. They ask you what you want before they buy the gift for you. But you will open, you will look at that gift, and you'll wonder what is in this gift. And you have to guess. And you will firstly take it, and maybe you'll guess firstly by its size. Or you will look at its shape. Or sometimes pick it up and feel how heavy it is. Or our children like it, they still got no clue, they'll shake it until they can try and guess what is in there. But I'm sure that as the wise men and the shepherds came and they stared at this gift, this really unopened gift that has just been presented, a baby, how could they fathom what he is? How could they determine the value? And I'm sure, like many of you do, when your child just cannot get it, you start giving them clues. And as you give them clues, they would start guessing closer and closer, and you'd give more and more clues. And so as they came and they looked at this baby lying there in the manger, the angel gave them a clue. He said he will be called Emmanuel. And so they looked at him again, because Emmanuel means God with us. But how could you still comprehend the majesty and the authority of this baby that is lying in a manger? What would be his worth? And the next clue is the angel quoted from the prophet Isaiah. So if you look back to Isaiah, it's, as I said, in Isaiah 7:14 that he said his name is Emmanuel. And so there's a further hint to try and find out, who is this? What is this gift that is lying here before us? Let us go to Isaiah. And yes, here in the words of Isaiah, we find the most wonderful revelation of who this gift is. Because by naming him, the gift is revealed to us. Hallelujah. Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus that the full revelation of Christ will come to every mind and every heart. Those who do not know you will come to knowledge of you, and those who do know you will receive further revelation. And we thank you for opening our minds and our hearts to understand and comprehend this indescribable gift that has been given to us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As we behold this marvel, this boy child, he's like an unopened gift still as a baby, and an undiscovered gift. But then we go to Isaiah the prophet, who about 700 years BC, had prophesied so accurately because God had given him a revelation as he peered into the future God revealed this gift to him. And he saw a truly wonderful vision. He saw a revelation of Emmanuel. And he started to describe him. And when we look at Isaiah's description, in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, he says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." Hallelujah. What God has done for you will keep increasing. Tell your neighbor, tomorrow's a better day, and the day after it's even a better day, because his kingdom keeps increasing. Hallelujah. "Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Hallelujah. A child is born and a Savior is given. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is supernatural. In these words, the prophet tells us that his name is Emmanuel, because he's God with us. He's supernatural. He's the son that came from heaven, but he's also natural. He's the child that was born of a woman. He's the man, God. Hallelujah. And he came, both deity and man, God with us. Hallelujah. He was born of a virgin, supernaturally, to show us that he is supernatural. Listen, from the moment you can say the name of Jesus with faith on your lips, supernatural dimensions enter your life. Jesus opens the dimension of the supernatural to every person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The prophet Isaiah describes him and literally gives us five descriptions of him. He says his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. So let us take the description of the gift and unpack who he really is and learn who this Jesus is. The prophet said his name shall be called Emmanuel. Hallelujah. No, that's what the angel said, Emmanuel. The prophet said his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah. Everybody say Wonderful. Hallelujah. Now, when you look at the word wonderful in the original, it's the word pele, wonderful. It means miraculous, something unusual, the manifestation of the supernatural. Wonderful. Hallelujah. And he is truly wonderful. If you ask the father whose son got delivered by Jesus about him, he will say, he is wonderful. If you ask the woman who got delivered from a leprous colony and restored back to her family, she will say, he is wonderful. How many of you can say Jesus has been wonderful to you? Hallelujah. He is truly wonderful. Hallelujah. What greater counsel can you have than to speak the actual, have him himself, the wonderful one, with you. Hallelujah. So he would say he's wonderful. He's wonderful in his words. He's wonderful in his person. He's wonderful in his acts. He's wonderful in his saving grace. He is a sign, he is a wonder, and he is a miracle. Hallelujah. The entrance of his life brings wonder into our lives. I don't know about you, but sometimes I look back in my life and I wonder, how did God do this to me? Hallelujah. How wonderful he is. I think of all the things Jesus has done for me and I say, wonderful. Hallelujah. His ways are perfect. He is perfect. Then the prophet said, he is Counselor. The word counselor is yoetz. It means to advise. The disciples said to Jesus, when he said to them, are you going to go? They said, where else will we go? You've got the words of God. Hallelujah. I read a post the other day, and it said, don't you sometimes wish Jesus will walk into your room, sit down on your bed, and say, now ask me all the questions that you have? Amen. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Because that would mean he would be the counselor. Thank God he is the counselor because he carries the very word of God. He is the greatest counselor that actually ever lived. What greater counsel can you have than somebody that speaks the actual word of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the words that I speak are not mine, but they are his who sent me. Glory to God. We can trust in his words. His word is faithful. His word is true. His word is absolute. You can bank everything you have on his word. His word is settled forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one of his words will ever fail. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the very word of God. Hallelujah. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And all those who put their trust in him will never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Because he's the counselor. If you've heard from God, you need no word from no man else. If you heard from God, you can discount everything else because you've had the real counsel. His name is Counselor. Hallelujah. Then the prophet said, thirdly, his name is Mighty God. That's the word Gibor, which means manly, hero, champion, achiever, ever increasing, and strong. It means to prevail. Thank God he prevails. If you stand on the word of God will prevail. Everything will change, but the word will prevail. He watches over his word. He fulfills his word. When we look at when they spoke of him, he says the Lion of Judah has prevailed. He was not overcome, but he overcame. Many champions came before him. Many came before him and tried to be great deliverers, tried to win the world, but all of them failed. All of them are in the grave, but thank God for Jesus. He prevailed. He was risen from the dead, and he is King of kings and Lord of lords. He prevails. He is Mighty God. All things are subject to him. Somebody say hallelujah. Titus 2, verse 13, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is Mighty God. Hallelujah. He is both man and God. He is Emmanuel. He's God in the flesh. With him, all things are possible. When you get near Jesus, only believe. And all things shall be possible. Do not fear. He is God amongst us. Hallelujah. The disciples spoke when Jesus arose and rebuked the storm. There was a great calm. They said, what kind of a man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him? The very elements, all things are subject to him. He stands supreme as God of his creation. By him, all things were created and have their being and exist. He is the source of all creation. He spoke creation into being. Hallelujah. He is from the beginning. He is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh, and the Word dwelt amongst us. Hallelujah. He is the Word of God. He is Mighty God. And all things are subject to him, thank God. Then the prophet said, his name shall be Everlasting Father, Abba. Hallelujah. The Everlasting Father. Thank God, he is everlasting. Jesus is eternal. Hallelujah. I said Jesus is eternal. He has life in himself. He has power over life. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. John 14, verse 8, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. Oh, come on, lift your hands and worship him and thank him. Jesus is the revelation of the Father to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He spoke the Father's words. He did the Father's acts. Hallelujah. He fulfilled the Father's will. He is the revelation of the Father. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. He is part of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 1 verse 3, it tells us who he is. The Bible says in Hebrews 1, 3, Jesus is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the power of his word. Hallelujah. Thank Jesus for revealing the Father to us. Amen. Then the prophet Isaiah said, fifthly, his name shall be called Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Prince of Peace. Shalom. Hallelujah. Prince. You wonder, why didn't the prophet say his name shall be King? Surely he's a king. But the prophet said he shall be called Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Why? Why is he Prince of Peace, but the prophet surely should have said he is King of Kings? What happened? Because Jesus came as a prince. On earth, he was manifest as the Prince of Peace because after his resurrection, he became the King of Kings. On earth, he is the Prince because he came as an heir. He came and on earth he walked as an heir. A prince is an heir of a king. Hallelujah. And he came and he became the heir of the kingdom. He gained the kingdom. He took back the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He restored mankind. He came as a prince. Because on earth, a prince is the heir of the kingdom. But after his glorious glorification and his resurrection, Bible says of him, therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, that which is in heaven and that which is on the earth. Hallelujah. That every tongue must confess that he is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Prince means he inherited the kingdom. He came to the earth and he dispossessed the devil. Hallelujah. And he is now glorified. And the Bible says, in him we also obtained an inheritance. He's a Prince of Peace because he obtained a more excellent name. Hebrews 1, 4, having become so much better than the angels, he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. He obtained it. So the prince obtained the name of king. Hallelujah. In his natural state, walking on earth, he's a prince. But once he overcame, he was a king. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the one that when he comes back, the Bible says, when he appears on the clouds and he comes back, he has a name written on his vestige. And it's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Because he comes back as a king. Prince of Peace speaks of his earthly ministry. He made peace between God and man. And as a prince, we became heirs, entered the priesthood of Christ. Hallelujah. And his kingship is established. Glory, 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 glory. Prince of Peace speaks of his saving ministry. Hallelujah. He'll forever be our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. But he's established today as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because all things are subject to him. Hallelujah. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Redeemer. He's the Deliverer. He's the one that restored us to the Father. He's the one that broke the middle wall of partition. Hallelujah. He's the one that saved our souls. He's the one that brought peace between me and Almighty God. He is my Prince of Peace. And therefore, he is exalted today. And having received all authority, he's enthroned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Making peace between God and man. That's why he's the door. Hallelujah. Let me see how long I'm preaching, because I'm enjoying myself. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful talking about this Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The wonderful Savior and Redeemer. Ephesians 2 verse 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh. Do you see the princely work here? The prince, what did the prince do? Abolished in his flesh the enmity. That is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He made the peace. That's why he's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. That he may reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And once it's put to death, he was raised up, glorified, given a name that is above every name, and enthroned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the word says, and let all the angels worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This wonderful Savior is God's gift sent to mankind, and he's the Prince of Peace today. It's our prayer that the Prince of Peace be revealed throughout all the earth, that all men will come to the knowledge of the saving grace that is found in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But just like he came and he was a baby, when Jesus is not revealed to you yet, if you're not saved yet, you need to receive him by faith. Hallelujah. You can't know what's in the box till you receive the box. That's why many of us resisted getting saved, because we thought, surely the gift can't be that wonderful. Surely the life that I'm living is a nice life. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying sin. I'm a bit scared about this gift, because to open this gift, I have to die. Oh, what a price. To open this gift, I have to give my life away and find the treasure. Hallelujah. Jesus himself. And that takes faith, friend, to receive Jesus as Lord. God says to you, get down out of the throne of your life. Humble yourself before me. Die to that sin that you've been living. Repent of it. Renounce it. And say, Lord, I'm finished with this life. I'm receiving the gift. And only once you open the gift can you find he is wonderful. He is Counselor. He is Mighty God. He is Everlasting Father. He is Prince of Peace. He is Emmanuel. He is your Savior and your Deliverer. Hallelujah. How many of you say, thank God I received the gift of Jesus? Amen. Oh, how he loved you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that when you believe, you will not perish.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.